KKFT. Yes, indeed. It is the Monica J Show on 99.1 FM Talk and 92.3 FM as well in Yerington and Smith Valley. Talk lines up and going. 884-9910, 884-9910 for anything you want to talk about today. Anything. It's a wild Wednesday. I've got a few things that I'd like to get off my chest and a few things that are coming up, but, you know, for the most part, it's your show. 991fmtalk.com. That's our website. You can log on there and check out any past podcasts or, you know, just check out some websites that I like to direct people to, including washorap.com. I'm going to be bringing that up in just a moment, let you know about it. And, of course, always open 24/7, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. So the American Patriots of Sparks have listed out another meeting. This time they're going to be meeting on Wednesday. So keep that in mind. Save the date. Put it on your calendar. The next meet and greet for American Patriots in Sparks, Nevada will be on Wednesday, November 13th at 6 p.m. Same place, Spanish Springs Library and the Paiute Washoe Rooms. Now, the reason I love these meetings is because Deb just started it. Anybody can go. Doesn't matter if you're Democrat, Republican, Independent. It's just good information and good speakers. Go. Ask questions. Do the more of a feeling of a one-on-one. Love it when the elected representatives show up, too. That's how you do it. You get together and you just start talking with friends, neighbors, relatives. Sometimes it's harder with the relatives, but, you know, we let that go. So joining me right now on The Monica J Show is Carol Feinberg. Hi, Carol. Good morning.
Good morning, Monica. How are you today?
I am doing fabulous. It was so nice to see you last night, and what an awesome event. The opening of the very first Trump campaign office for 2020 right here in Washoe County. That's how much we mean to him.
Trump victory campaign office.
That's right, Trump victory. I hate being corrected, but I will take that one all the way home. So,
good for you.
Carol, you and I were talking about small venues, getting people together and just talking about things that, well, sometimes politicians don't talk about, and that is the real problems, the issues, the policies that are out there. And you have a group that is going to be meeting today, actually, which I find fantastic as well.
Yes. I heard you talk about Deb getting people together and just starting it. Well, I just started this in 2010, and we've been meeting every second and fourth Wednesday since 2010 at the King Buffet. It's called Conservative Talk Lunch, CTL, and people often use that abbreviation. We talk about everything local. We have a little watchdog who watches the city council and county commission. We have someone who is watching the school board. We have people from who are down in the legislature. Back in the day, I used to chase the smart meter issue and was down at the PUC every other month. So we have run the gamut since 2010 of everything good, bad, and ugly in politics in Northern Nevada.
There's been a lot of it.
Yes, exactly. We don't have speakers per se, although every now and then, if I find a fantastic speaker, I invite him or her to come up and do some Q&A. Anybody can say anything as long as only one person talks at a time. That's my only rule. Only one person talks at a time. Otherwise it would be like, you know, herding cats. So that, and I take notes and I, you know, if you're on my e-list, then you will get a meeting notification 5-6 days in advance, a meeting agenda the night before, and a meeting summary the night after. So,
that is awesome.
Yeah, so there's no reason to have to even take notes. You just pay attention to what's there and read my summary afterwards. We are activists. We actually carpool down to the legislature. We meet up at the city council, county commission, school board, whatever is necessary. I call out the troops and they show up. So I have approximately 40 to 50 people who show, men and women, who show up every other week. And it's pretty good. It's fun. I've been doing it for a long time, so I feel like it's part of
it. It sounds awesome.
Yeah.
So how can people get onto your list for the notifications of when the meetings are going to be and come down and get informed?
Yes, exactly. Even if they're just on my e-list and can never make a meeting, they can ask to be put on my e-list. And my emails are pretty informative all by themselves. So my email address is kind of funky. It's from an old career I used to have. It is cme4relu, and I will spell that. It is S like Sam, I like institution, M like Mary, I like institution, the numeral 4, not the Roman numeral, just the number 4, relo@gmail.com. And it comes from, I used to live in Simi Valley, California, and I did relocation. So cme4relu is kind of like see me for relo. It's a little play on words, or see me for relo. So it's just, that helps. If you know what it's about, then it's easier to remember.
Yeah.
Or figure
well,
it out.
And that's what a lot of people from California who relocate here, it's very
yes.
important for them to understand what is going on, especially in the world of politics with the Washoe County School District, with the city of Reno. Would you please put me on your email list? Because I find this fantastic. I'm going to have to start coming down there because I love Chinese food, too.
Okay, good. And I know there's ways to do it without too many carbs. So the vegetables
yeah.
and the
oh, fruit, yes.
you know?
Exactly. That's why I still continue to go to Panda Express.
Right, exactly. All right.
All right. So what?
And, I'm sorry.
What time is it tonight? What time should people be there?
Okay. Today it's 11:30. Most people gather to get their food, and we start at 12.
Oh, that's
o'clock.
Right. Lunch.
Lunch. Conservative Talk lunch. Yes, we start at 12 o'clock straight up with a Pledge of Allegiance, and it's a buffet, so we don't have waitresses wandering around. You can get up if you need to get up and get another plate or go to the restroom or whatever people need to do. It's a kind of under the radar, loose format, and I try to keep it, people who do talk, I try to keep them to 5 or 7 minutes, and then and then the Q&A is unlimited after that. But if it gets to be that questions are being repeated or some of the same questions are being asked, I do cut that off too. So I just kind of run the show, and but I call it coordinating. I don't rule the roost. I just coordinate the show.
Right.
That way.
Well, and I have to tell you, I think what I appreciate the most is sometimes people go and they have their own thoughts and they miss what other people are saying. So to receive a summary afterwards, I think is so beneficial to people, because then they're not repeating bad information or, you know, I heard this and I heard that. It's the whole telephone game from when we were kids. And I think that's just an awesome thing that you've put together. So today,
well,
get there
so
11:30, get your food, and enjoy. Carol, thank you so much for not only putting this together, but for keeping it going for 9 years, and I'm sure well on into the future.
Yes, I have no plans to stop. So thank you so much, and you too. You keep on keeping on, kiddo.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Before you leave, one more time, what is that email address?
See me for relo. That's S like Sam, I, M like Mary, I, number 4, relo@gmail.com. See me for relo.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Carol, and I appreciate all you do for conservatives here in Northern Nevada.
Thank you so much, hon. Take care.
KKFT, it's the Monica J Show on 99.1 FM Talk. What would you like to talk about on this wild Wednesday? And I tell you, I'm already hungry for Chinese food now. King Buffet, don't miss it today at 11:30. Talk lines are open at 884-9910 and Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Want to hit you with something that somebody sent me this morning. This is so wonderful, because I know something that the luncheon has talked about before, and John Eppolito, if you don't know who he is, you need to follow him on Facebook and follow him online, because this is awesome. And he tries to tell people and tries to inform people the horrible things about Common Core and how we should not be using this in our education system. There's a lot of states that have opted out of it. We haven't. So we have the ability to, but we haven't. Why not? We need to find out why, and we need to push the issue. So I just want you to think about this. What if I told you Common Core was purposely designed to be confusing and frustrating? So parents will look ignorant and children will get confused and feel stupid, because uneducated kids who've been programmed to depend on the state for answers make much better conformists, debt slaves in the future. Let that sink in. Let that sink in, because doesn't that sound about right? You can't help the kids with Common Core because you look at it and you think, geez, what? Yeah, I don't get this. It's confusing. The kids feel like, oh, I can't understand math. I must suck at math. No, they've purposely designed it to be confusing. Math is the language of the universe. It is the one true thing that every single country, every single business, every single state, every single person relies on at one or another point in their life. Even if you're just giving change back to somebody. Math is math, and Common Core should not be a part of teaching math. Think about it. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk and 92.3 FM Talk for Smith and Mason Valley. It's the Monica J. Show. What do you want to talk about on this wild Wednesday? Just give me a call, 884-9910. Got a few other things to bring up with you, but I want to talk about what you want to talk about. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Indeed, it's the Monica J. Show, 884-9910. Please call with whatever you want to talk about today, because there are a lot of things to talk about. Now, I always tell people that you can go to my website, which is 991fmtalk.com. You drop down the show page and it's, you know, hit weekdays, and then you hit on my picture, and then I've got a list of web addresses there. You can just click on and take you to different sites. I urge you, urge you to go to washorap.com and check out their posts from all of the different meetings that happen. And when it comes to growth here in Northern Nevada, I think this is one of your best resources. Now, I don't need any guff. I like that one. Talk about pulling one out of the past. I don't need any guff from Republicans, because this site is put together by a Democrat. I don't care. It's got great information on it. Like the fact that the Washoe County Commission has overturned the denial of the Silver Hills project by the Washoe Planning Commission. This is consistent with commissioners' practice of favoring developers on every proposal out there. Burke Bigler, Hartung, Jung, and Lucy all voted to overturn the denial. As usual, Jeannie Herman was opposed. Why do we have government at all? Why? Why do we have a planning commission that is supposed to be watching the development plans of what we want to see Northern Nevada, the Truckee Meadows, look like? Not just now, but in the future. In 2025, 2035, on and on and on. What our resources are, professionals going into the meetings, and then the Washoe County commissioners just overturn whatever they come up with, especially the denials. Why do we have neighborhood advisory boards? Why do we have planning commissions? Why do we even have laws? The majority of our laws aren't even, you know, our misdemeanors, things like that, that are supposed to improve that quality of life, aren't even enforced. Because you have representatives that say, no, we don't want this enforced. You know, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, you can drop that in the bucket every single time you see somebody on the street who's, you know, a vagrant or loitering. Because they say, oh, I'm homeless and this, I have no place to go. Just, then cite them for something else. Cite them for panhandling. What are they doing? Cite them for loitering. When you start citing them enough, then maybe they'll clean up their act. And speaking of cleaning up their act, why aren't we citing people and making them show up for community cleanups? Sorry, going off on a little rant there. So please, tell me why we have a planning commission if the commissioners are just going to keep overturning their decisions. Why do we have commissions? And that's the county. It's the same thing with the city. Cities. You know, if somebody asked me, would you rather live in the city of Reno or would you rather live in the city of Sparks? I'd say I'd rather live in Sparks. At least they have a better reputation of listening to the residents, listening to the business owners. So please, if you want to follow any of the developments, Silver Hills, Daybreak, the list goes on. They are all on WashoeRap.com. Go in and check it out. They give just, you know, brief synopsises of the different meetings, the speakers. Yeah, there's a little bit of bias there. But they also just list what people are thinking and don't go into, you know, great detail. Like, the 22 speakers in opposition also made familiar arguments that had been presented to the Planning Commission. The traffic study was BS. It was conducted over the 4th of July weekend. The appeal is not a jobs bill. It's a compliance action. I mean, the list is just nice and straightforward. We have to make a decision. Now, I went to the opening of the Trump Victory campaign headquarters last night, and I almost got into it a little bit with Don Gustafson, who I absolutely adore and love. I think he should run for governor. But most people always throw back at you, if you don't grow, you die. If you don't grow the economy, it goes bust. If you don't grow the housing, it goes bust. It's at what point do you say no more? We moved here for a quality of life. The sewers in Reno are at capacity. We're just waiting for something to explode. And then, of course, that's when the fingers start getting pointed. Oh, well, they didn't take care of this. You know, they didn't handle this properly. Mm-hmm. No, it's because we didn't keep an eye on elected representatives and we let things get out of hand. And so now we have to figure out, do we stay here or do we move someplace else for the quality of life? It's KKFT, the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada and the home of Fox News. So let's get an update. Campaign office opening last, somebody asked me, and she goes, "Really? You'll talk about anything?" And I'm like, yeah, I'll talk about anything. If you think there's a problem or an issue anywhere here in Northern Nevada, bring it up. I don't shy away from anything, really. So please, 884-9910. I did find this very interesting. And I thank my friends in Humboldt County for sending it to me. You might remember when Governor Sisolak signed all of the different gun bills and the very first one. People got up in arms, literally. Even the sheriffs. Even the people who are supposed to be not only protecting us in elected representative spots, but enforcing the laws. Well, who makes the laws? Our legislature. Well, guess what? All the sheriffs got together and they sent a letter to Governor Sisolak. All the sheriffs signed on. Even the ones you didn't think were going to sign on, like the one down in Vegas and the one here. But let me tell you, there is now a recall effort going on in Humboldt County for the sheriff there, Mike Allen. Why? Because this letter that he signed was just one of those, you know, do it, make myself look good. But it's not how I feel. So he has now shown his intentions in Humboldt County, even after signing this letter to the governor with all the other sheriffs, that they would not enforce some of these red flag laws about seizing guns. He now plans to enforce it. So, congratulations to the good people of Humboldt County signing on for him to now face recall. You say what you're going to do, and you do what you say. Let's go to the phone lines, 884-9910. Check in with John this morning. Hi, John. What would you like to talk about on this Wild Wednesday?
I'd like to talk about how a lot of parents in this area don't want their children to join the military because of Trump. But at the same time, Trump is pulling us out of all these dangerous areas that we're wasting human lives and money for. And they can't see the bigger picture in that.
I had not heard that, John. I had not heard that people were actually not wanting, I mean, the people that I associate with, they are very proud of our military and are proud of their family members who join. But, you know, John, it goes back to the media that they are flat out lying to people by omission. They leave stuff out, like the fact that there are only 50 troops down there with the Kurds. And here comes a Turkish force. And so Trump says, you know, we need to get our men and women home. We need to get them out of harm's way because these wars are never ending between two factions that have been fighting for hundreds of years. And now you have Republicans signing on to go, you know, Mr. President, that wasn't right. Yet we have negotiations over there. The Russians are now going to be helping the Kurds keep the peace. And it's just unbelievable how the media doesn't let this play out. They just immediately want to attack him. And he is doing what he said. He said he is going to be bringing our men and women home from harm's way. And he's doing it, and they can't stand that. He needs our support, not people saying, oh, I'm going to keep my kids out of the military.
Exactly, because he's keeping us safe at the same time, but I don't know. It's just crazy. It's a lot of things that I deal with every single day, and I think the media needs to be held accountable for defamation when there's no
they do
nothing to actually prove what they're saying. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, and they need to be held accountable for when they say stuff and it turns out to be completely wrong. They're never held accountable for that. So I'm sorry that you have to deal with this. John, I don't know what you do, so I don't know who you're working with. But our military is the best in the world, and Trump is the only president so far who's not buying into the whole war machine thing and is protecting, you know, the home grounds for us, not the home grounds for other people, other countries.
Absolutely.
So that's sad. That's sad that they have to do that. So
thank you for having me
on
the show.
Yep. Oh, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. I'm sick that you brought that up, that I didn't know people were feeling that way. But if people do feel that way, I have a feeling it's probably the liberal left that is pushing that narrative. So thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Let's go back to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Jane this morning. Hi, Jane. What would you like to talk about?
Hi, Monica. I wanted to address a caller that you had the other day. Her name is Christy. I believe she actually, she might be an advertiser. She is a listener. And she had mentioned that she is helping to sponsor putting on a gun safety seminar. And
Gun safety classes for adults and children. That's Christy Scott over at Battleborn Ammunition and Firearms.
Okay. Well, I wanted to address what's happening with concealed weapon permits here in Nevada. You know that I've called into your show in the past about what Clark County is doing regarding domestic violence and gun ownership. And just briefly, Clark County is concealing the database that contains all the names of husbands and fathers who have been adjudicated domestically violent. And by concealing that database, law enforcement in this state is not checking that database to find out if there is a history of domestic violence for gun owners. The concealed weapons permit also requires a course. And please, if you want to add anything or correct me, please let me know. But this is what our investigation has turned up. So in this concealed weapons permit class, a person fills out an application, and the people who are providing the class and then providing certification, authorizing a concealed weapons permit, are not checking the database to see if their applicants have been adjudicated domestically violent. And so I, and
well,
again,
because they, yeah, let me address that, because that's not really their responsibility. So what they do is they don't approve the application. What they do is sign off the paperwork that they now have to take to each county through the sheriff's department, and the sheriff's department now has to do all of that background and research. And what I was talking about with Battleborn, they're doing safety classes for kids and family. It's not for a CCW. It is just like, say, if you have a gun in the home, everybody should feel safe with it, not just the person who has the courses and stuff.
And I'm not saying anything about the class. I'm just talking about the process, and why the process is allowing irresponsible gun owners who are domestically violent, to possess guns and to even possess permits to carry concealed guns. And these concealed guns are
And that's what really concerns me, is people have to remember, we've got short memories, you know, and that's what really upsets me. We have had law enforcement officers go on domestic violence calls and have been murdered. That is not fair to our law enforcement officers, that these higher ups are hiding the fact that these people have been adjudicated, they've been found guilty of domestic violence, did not have firearms in the homes, yet they are putting our law enforcement at risk, which I think is just a travesty. That is just beyond my comprehension how they can do that.
It is. I have heard law enforcement officers say that domestic violence calls are the scariest calls for them, because of what could happen and what is happening in the home where there aren't witnesses. We have the ability to get Clark County to expose that database. Every other court case in Clark County is public record. You can insert a name. If you want to find out if someone's domestically violent, you can insert a name and find out what the cases are against them, except for, any court case that they've ever been in. If they have a criminal past, if the state of Nevada has ever sued them for criminal activity, that is all public record except for this one database. And the law enforcement doesn't know about it. They're not checking it. They're sending dispatchers, and law enforcement agencies are sending law enforcement officers into homes that in which the person in the home is in this database as domestically violent and has and owns guns, because.
Yeah, and just because it's Clark County doesn't mean that it's not going to come up to Washoe County or Douglas County or Churchill County that they do this. I mean, more likely Washoe. But those people also move out of the area and move up to our area because, well, they feel like they might be found out or something down there. Jane, you've started a firestorm. I got the calls are actually backing up. So, again, thank you for bringing this up. And people can find out more about this. 884-9910. Let's go to the next call, which actually is Christy Scott from Battleborn Ammunition and Firearms. So, Christy, I'm sure we're listening right then and there and probably heard what Jane was talking about. Dan, can you flip over Christy? Thank you. Hi, Christy.
Hey. So I heard the tail end because I heard my name. I was on the phone with a customer. So I just want to clarify a couple of things. We are doing a plain gun safety class for anybody that wants it for free, just to give them an idea of what a gun looks like, show the kids the rubber guns, and show some videos from some organizations that specialize in that. So that's that.
It's peace of mind.
Peace of mind. Anybody that knows nothing about guns, you know, and wants some ideas and some, you know, thing, ways to talk to their kids, that's what this thing is about. And we'll expand on it as people need it. The CCW permit. No, we as instructors do not do background checks on these people. That's not what the process is. The process is that these people have to go through a background check and go through a course of firearm safety, basic pistol. I mean, there's a whole list of things they have to go through. It has to be approved by the Nevada Sheriffs and Chiefs Association, and they have to show competency with a firearm, and they have to go through the laws. The domestic violence law started in 96.
Christy, what do you think about what Jane is saying, that there are people that are being literally hidden from that background check because this database is closed off? It's being kept secret that these people have been adjudicated. They've gone through the courts. They've been, you know, entitled as domestically violent.
Who's saying the database they is fall closed through off, and what database is it? Because I didn't hear that part
it's
of
a
the
database.
Discussion.
Yeah, it's a database in Clark County through the court system.
And who said they shut it off?
Jane, she's one of our callers who
okay.
works in that field that she likes to report it.
Okay, so the Domestic Violence Act is covered in the Brady Law, the Lautenberg Act, all of which are federal. So you've got federal and you've got city, state, et cetera. When we go and do a background check, we go to the National Instant Criminal, whatever it is, system, NICS. That's national, that's FBI, that's, I don't know how Clark County could do that effectively, because all this information, it's every state. If you've had a domestic violence crime in any state, let me give you an example. When I went through the academy,
Christy, I got to have you hold on because I got to take a quick break here. Producer's just going to have a have a aneurysm. It's KKFT, the Monica J Show, 99.1 FM Talk. Or just remember the Monica J Show, your live and local FM talk show at KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910. And Kelly, what have you got for me?
Okay, I'm going to make it as fast as I can here. In the city of Harrisburg, regarding the Firearm Owners Against Crime, beautiful lawsuit, about 100 pages, in regards to the mayor of Richardson, Texas. It's a federal sealed indictment for 7 counts against Laura Jordan Maxka and the developer that she married, and they were indicted in 2018. It went to trial by jury at the end of February 2019, and they both left in handcuffs. And I just want to remind these public officials that are frauds about the town of Bell, B-E-L-L, California, and how they all left and were escorted out in handcuffs. Thank you for your show. Kick butt and get a double stack cherry pie, mama. Woo!
Thanks, Kelly. I appreciate it. You know, that's the thing. They are elected representatives. Go to washorap.com and just find out what the things that they keep approving. Go and look at the county's website for the meetings and see the agendas. See the zoning changes that they're making. See the conversations that they're having in their, you know, public meetings. And then remember this at election time. The people who are going against the planning commissions, the zoning commissions, and just overturning everything for the developers. Again, I'm not anti-development. I'm pro smart development. I love Northern Nevada. We need to embrace what we have and appreciate our quality of life. It's KKFT 99.1 FM Talk.